full-time whistle. It is all over here in Ballybofey, and Dunloe find themselves back in the Donegal Senior Football Championship final for the first time since 1964. They have defeated St. Michael's here by a single point. 9-8 is the final score. Joyous scenes on the pitch from the Dunloe players and from their supporters who now make their way on to the green grass of McCool Park here in Ballybofey. But this is an historic day for the Dunloe club, Martin McHugh.
It's brilliant for them. It's brilliant for Dunloe and for the people of Dunloe and for everybody. I mean, to be back in the county final, we always know how, you know, the amount of good the footballers they've produced down through the years for the club and for the county and everything else. So it's a great occasion for them. Great to be in the final. And, you know, they were, you know, the team that played with the most heart when it mattered today, I thought. Now, St. Michael's will be kicking themselves, feeling the chance of the second half, but you got to take them chances when they come your way. And it's brilliant for them to see the scenes out in the field now with all the supporters out there and everything else. And it's great to see a team. No, what we need in Donegal is new teams coming, and it's great to see this Dunloe team. And I mean, they've worked hard at underage and everything else, and even back in my own time they were always a hard team to beat. Dunloe, they're tough, and look, they look forward to getting the final. Nobody will probably give them a chance in the final against St. Junan's, and that's the nice way to go into a county final. And you know, that performance today, that game today, is going to help them, is going to take them on as well. And you know, a great couple of weeks now in Dunloe getting ready for the final, and fair play to them. St. Michael's will be, you know, they're disappointed, they're bound to be disappointed. They have all the chances they had the second half, everything else, you know, and what was it, 1 point from play they got in the whole game, and considering all the wides that they had,
and that came in the second minute
of the game, and considering all the wides they had and everything else. So look, at it's Dunloe's day. I mean, as Brendan had said beforehand, all the quarterfinals were down to 1 and 2 points, the two semi-finals were down to 1 point as well, and you know, we didn't have any goals or anything else, but we, you know, it was exciting, and the second half was enjoyable, exciting. But you just felt that first 5 minutes of the second half probably won the game for Dunloe. They got them 3 points in a row to go four. The one before half time, and then the three at the start of the second half made the big difference. The game. Michaels were then panicking, chasing the game, and kept chasing the game. And it's good all round performance. You know, we can pick out players, but I thought Karen McGee, we talked about him, brilliant. The Corran lads, them all were brilliant. Ryan Connors scored his freeze, which was important, and had a big game in this, especially in the middle of the field. He picked up that yellow card, and you know, all round, everybody, you know, Aaron Neely, we talked about him, the second half performance of Dara Gallagher and Dylan Sweeney, them players there. So I think that, you know, when you look at it, Dunloe, there'll be, you know, it's bonus supposed to get to a semi-final, it's bonus to get to a final, everything else, but look, at it's great, and it's great for the people that, you know, the GAA people in Dunloe, that keep putting in big effort year in, year out to keep it going, and it's when it's not easy for them and they're in a final, and fair play to them. And you know, we look forward to the final in 2 weeks' time. Definitely nobody would have picked Dunloe to be in the final at the start of the year, but that's it. When you get a bunch of players prepared to put in commitment and effort and everything else, that's what you get out of it. But Michaels will be considering, I mean, they'll be disappointed themselves, you know, considering, because they could at least got a draw of that match in the second half. But Dunloe, you know, they rallied and they battled hard.
Yeah, they rallied and they battled hard. We'll bring in Brendan Kilcoyne. He's the man that's on the stats. And I suppose when we look at it, Brendan, Dunloe kicked three wides in that game, and they finished up with nine on the scoreboard, and they took their chances when they had them, where St. Michael's ratio and conversion wasn't good today. They ended up with eight, and they kicked about 11 or 12 wides in this game, which is disappointing. But you have to take your chances on football, and you have to find the target, and that's basically what Dunloe done today.
Yeah, and there's no doubt, Ashin, Dunloe's efficiency in front of goals was far greater than St. Michael's today with that nine, particularly them nine wides in the second half. To be fair to St. Michael's, they did up the gears in the second half, and they dominated the middle third, so they did, and kept coming back at Dunloe. But I thought some of the Dunloe defending was heroic at times. We mentioned Karen McGee a couple of times. I thought Darren Curran did a fantastic job marking Michael Langan. He was tagging him all day, so he was. As was Aaron Ward, did a really, really good job at fullback, and Carlos O'Reilly. And they, I suppose, they identified them, a couple of players, as Michael's main threats, and they really nullified the danger that they could have presented. And from the beginning, from the outset, it just felt to me that Dunloe brought everything to the game, that their intensity in the tackle, that their determination to get out in front of their man and win the ball, that they brought all that early on. And Michaels didn't really bring that urgency until the game started to slip away from them in the second half, when perhaps it was too late. And yes, they created the chances and kicked them wides. But you just see the scenes out in the pitch here now. Dunloe back in a senior county final, the first time since 1964, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fantastic I think, for football. I think it gives hope to other clubs around the counties too. You know, we always talk about the top four and we talk about the domination of, you know, these teams over in championship football over the last number of years. And to see Dunloe come from basically nowhere, intermediate champions a couple of years ago, and now in contest in a county final, and they'll go into that county final with nothing to fear and nothing to lose, because everyone is going to write them off, so they are between now and then. You know, there's no doubt about it, St. Junans are going to go in as hot favourites whether they like it or not, but Dunloe are there because they deserve to be there. The really played a fine game today, very well organised, and just their determination and their sheer will and power to win balls that they shouldn't have won and to keep contesting everything got them over the line. So fair play to Dunloe. They can look forward to a county final in 2 weeks' time, and it was a really enjoyable second half.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable second half. Thanks, Brendan Martin. Just the last point then with you, as we continue to watch the celebrations down here, as Brendan said, and you have said, St. Unans will be favourites, but Dunloe will be quite happy with that, because some had suggested that they might have been underdogs here today as well. But they can give themselves a chance here. They're under the final.
Yeah, well, you have to be in it to want it, and they're in it. They're the one team that's in it. There are a lot of other teams that, you know, thought they might have been in it, but they're not in it. Dunloe were in it. And, you know, the one thing about finals, you know, they take on a life of their own, and things can be different than everything else. You know, a couple of early goals or something can make a difference. But look, it'll be a big day for them. It's a big day for their parish. It's a big day for the whole area, for people from Dunloe. I mean, you should consider 1964. Like, there's a lot of people in Dunloe that, you know, weren't born in 1964. They're one of the older people that remember when they were last there. So when you consider that and everything else, it's great. You know, it's great to see a team. I mean, it's a great story, and the first finals in 1964, that's a brilliant story in itself. You know, it's good to see. We know, we talk about, we need new teams coming, and this, you know, we have a new team in a county final now. This year has been probably, Niamh Connell, St. Junans have been dominating, you know, county finals this last while. So it's good to see a new team in Dunloe, the team that's there, and deservedly so in the county final, and the county final. And, you know, somebody said Armagh won the All-Ireland, might be the year of the underdog. You never know, never tell. But it's great, as I said. Like, a lot of young people in Dunloe would have never seen them in a county final, never thought they would be in a county final and everything else. And, you know, for the players that played in the past and everything else, it's great for them to have a big occasion here in the county final and everything else. I know the Unions, Brendan will tell us, anyway, the 1989 Unions team has been honoured that day as well. So, big day, and the reserve team are in the final as well. I suppose that will be on that day as well. So, just considering, that's the famous Bren Devaney, man, your Highland Radio man, got 14 points that day, probably as big as we ever seen kicked in a county final. But I just think that it's looking forward to a great occasion, and, you know, they go home tonight, enjoy themselves. The important thing is enjoy this occasion, go home and have a good night tonight, put a crack, and get ready on Tuesday for the county final.